This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa, and I'm here with my husband, Scott.
Hello.
And anyway, we're glad that it's Friday for everybody listening, and we know that you're exceptionally excited about that. So this is a good topic, I think, for the weekend.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Okay? This is how the angels reassured the shepherds when the landscape shined with the Lord's presence. Realizing that God really wanted to talk with them, set them free. So just knowing Jesus was born and lived on the earth proves he's a personal as well as almighty God. He's with us and for us today. So we hope that you'll understand after listening today why putting our faith in a loving, living God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow casts out all fear.
That's right.
And the scriptures that we found for this are in Luke 2, 8 through 12 and 1 John 4, 18.
Yeah, let's read Luke also. Luke first. Mm-hmm. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, mm-hmm. but the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So while you're looking for that other one, it's talking about being fearful of God. And that just showed them. He wanted to talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
They probably didn't feel like they were good enough. Nobody is worthy. But because of what Jesus has done, you know, we understand how much he wants to communicate with us. And that's what this displays to us.
That's right. And 1 John 4, 18 and 19 says, such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he loved us first.
So perfect love casts out fear. And another name for God is what? God is love.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, well, we know, we don't have to think, we are supposed to have an awe, mm-hmm. an awesome fear of God. But not to be so afraid of him because of what we've done or because of what we're not. That's not what he wants from us. And if you've got a wrong perception about him, I hope if nothing else today you get a right perception of him.
Well, you know, when you say a reverent fear also, that also, you know, that fear also means in other definitions as a reverent respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ultimate respect.
Yes.
And
he's in control.
Yeah, he's in control. And so, you know, you need to do what he says. He's a good dad.
Best parent ever.
Yeah. And so he arranged things so we would be more in tune to him.
Mm-hmm.
If he just came down from the heavens and spoke, our minds couldn't comprehend it.
That's right.
You know, so he had to do it this way.
Well, and that proves, okay, he's got a very personal side to him. Yes, he's God Almighty, but he came down in human mm-hmm. form, and dwelt on the earth for 33 years.
Yeah.
Okay? What does that say? He wanted to connect with us.
Yeah.
He wanted to show us what God was really like, what his love is really like. He wanted us to understand. How else could he have done it?
That's right.
Right?
That's right. And I'm sure that the angels, when the angels came down, the angel came down and talked to the shepherds. Man, I'm sure when they first saw the angel up there, man, I'm sure they hightailed it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, man, I'm out of here,
dude.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They didn't know what was going on. And they were scared. They were afraid. I mean, I would be too. You look up there and you see a person, mm-hmm. you know, talking to you, you know, that wasn't there 2 seconds ago.
And knows everything about you?
Yeah. And so, but it's just awesome how God has that awesome reassurance and how he can bring on the calmness in the heat of battle or in the turmoil of the situation. And that's what he did with these shepherds. He just gave them a peace. You know, they stopped running, they turned around, and they listened. Well, you know what? Sometimes that's all we have to do. Mm-hmm. Stop running.
Don't be afraid.
Turn around.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. And listen.
The wrong kind of fear.
That's right. So, you know, the shepherds...
We tend to shy away from things we don't understand.
We all shy away from things we don't understand.
We're fearful of things that we don't understand. Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why getting into the Word and being around other people who are pursuing God like that too, and through prayer and fellowship and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that's how you know Him and what mm-hmm. He's like. It's a relationship. We're always talking about, that's what this whole ministry is about, is relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the most important one right now, and that is our relationship with God. Understand what He's like. Look at the lengths that He went to get us to understand what He's really like. And if you don't believe the Bible, I mean, let's just start there. Then I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere. And it, you either do or you don't.
Yeah.
But if you do, and you want to know more and read more, you'll discover what lengths that God went to show us what He's really like. Mm-hmm. He came down here and was born at a natural birth, just like we are,
mm-hmm.
and grew and ministered and walked among people, walked among the earth. I mean, it's amazing. Amazing. He did that for us.
That's right. I mean, He was tempted with every temptation that you could ever imagine. But what separates Him from us, as far as who He is He was perfect.
Yes.
He never gave in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why He came down here.
Mm-hmm.
Because He knows, you know, that we need His help. We need His strength. So He wanted to be an example to us that, yes, you can persevere through temptation and sins if you just call on His name.
And that's where He wants us, completely dependent upon
that's
Him.
Right.
But we keep coming back to Him.
That's exactly right.
You know it?
Yeah. That's awesome.
It is. Well, there's only one way that I know of to dispel fear and not be afraid.
You know what? Let me ask you a question. Everyone who's listening, are you afraid? Are you afraid to give your life to Him? Don't be afraid. Just like those shepherds. You got an angel that's speaking to you right now, telling you not to be afraid, that Jesus loves you, and He wants you to be part of His family.
And so that angel is not you.
Huh?
That angel is not you.
That's right. It's certainly not me.
We want you to understand that. Don't misunderstand what Scott just said.
Yeah. It's not me.
Mm-mm.
I just want you to close your eyes. Picture that angel the shepherds saw. It's the same one that's speaking to you and to give you comfort. So if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe something scared you along the way after you did and you ran away, or maybe you've been in church for a long time, you're just realizing, man, I'm still afraid. I need to give my heart to Jesus. Well, today's the day. So if you would, bow your head, pray this prayer, and know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus, I don't want to be afraid anymore. I need you in my life to show me the light, so I can go forward in courage. I need you as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you know what? If you prayed that prayer, we'd love to hear from you. You know, email us at info@livingitup.org. Let us know that you gave your life to Jesus Christ. You know, He is the way, the truth, and the light. And the decision you just made is the wisest decision that you've ever done. Because he gave you a choice, mm-hmm. and you chose today to follow him. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for that. You know, start praying about a church for this weekend. And we'd love for you to ask them, do you have a mentorship or discipleship program? And we encourage you to get with someone. Walk with them. And let them guide you through this awesome new walk with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a great topic. What a great day. Friday the 13th. Mm. Such a lucky day.
Oh, yeah.
Such a blessed day. And we don't want you to be afraid, okay? So remember today that God is a loving God. He's a living God. And the kind of love that he gives casts out all fear, okay? So keep turning to him. And don't be afraid while living it up.
Robbie King again.
keep living it up.
Why begin again?